With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Wednesday marked the one-year anniversary of the National Coalition for Caymanian Government's swearing in on May 6, 2025 at the House of Parliament. Over the past year, the administration says government has, quote, remained steadfast in its pledge to public service, good governance, and prioritizing the best interest of the people of the Cayman Islands. The NCFC government will share updates and reflections on their first year in office in a report set to be published on May 20th. An update on government's plans to tackle an influx of irregular migrants.
Given the unpredictable nature of migration flows and the current geopolitical tensions affecting migration patterns within the region, the government is adopting a phased and flexible delivery approach measured against this highly unpredictable risk.
Fielding a parliamentary question in the House, Home Affairs Minister the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta told MPs, a sudden influx of a few hundred irregular migrants will, quote, overwhelm Cayman's existing reception, shelter, and processing capacity if appropriate infrastructure is not in place in advance, which is why his administration has decided to go the modular route, a, quote, rapidly deployable accommodation solution comprising of prefabricated containerized units with integrated basic living, sanitation, and support facilities. Procurement and implementation planning is already underway, utilizing a phased approach.
This approach allows for the timely establishment of controlled centralized accommodation capacity, while longer-term infrastructure solutions may be considered by government in due course. At this stage, the government is prioritizing a modular and scalable infrastructure solution, which provides the flexibility to respond to fluctuating migration patterns while preserving the option for longer-term infrastructure should future demand require it.
Minister DaCosta says modular accommodations can be set up within 8 to 12 weeks from their procurement. Cabinet has committed $5.6 million related for capital expenditures this year to set up a dedicated migrant detention and processing site for multi-agency operations.
To date, expenditure has been limited to essential preparatory works, including land clearance, demolition, and early stage project development activities required to advance the project. Land at and near the Fairbanks Road site has already been identified, cleared, and prepared as part of the government's contingency planning for potential increases in migrant arrivals.
He says contingency locations have also been identified in the sister islands. The NCFC administration is hoping to have procured modular units to house up to 240 irregular migrants by the end of September.
There are currently no active dedicated residential addiction rehabilitation facilities in the Cayman Islands for females or minors.
Tackling a parliamentary question in the House, Health Minister the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes revealed that residential addiction rehabilitation services are currently limited to adult men, primarily through the Caribbean Haven Residential Center. The ladies' program was temporarily suspended in October due to insufficient staffing, which, quote, created limitations in delivering gender-appropriate services and raised safety concerns.
The ministry is working closely with the current director of the Department of Counseling Services to reinstate female residential services at Caribbean Haven as quickly as possible and entails securing appropriate staffing, ensuring compliance with regulatory and safeguarding requirements, and confirming that services can be delivered safely and sustainably.
The minister says female residential rehabilitation services are expected to recommence in the next 12 weeks. As for teens,
services are presently delivered through outpatient and community-based interventions. These include individual and group counseling, family-based interventions, prevention programs, and psychological and behavioral health services. In cases where clinical needs exceed local capacity, particularly for minors, treatment is accessed through established overseas referral pathways. The government recognizes that these service arrangements present significant gaps, particularly the absence of residential rehabilitation for women and youth-specific treatment options.
She added that opportunities are being explored to strengthen intensive treatment pathways for high-need cases, including potential pilot models and enhanced referral mechanisms. And that's the latest from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Carsley Fuller.